This bit of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Unicom Graphics, Steel Door, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt.
And this is Jeff.
And I am not here. This is the New Year's resolution of my brother Jeff, is to not show up to the radio show. So we have...
Bridget Thumb gets to step in.
That's right. Our perennial guest host, Bridget Thumb.
Good morning.
We invite people to visit us at friendjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome.
Yeah, all the things, swiping, the tapping, the liking.
Of wisdom.
Yes.
And entertainment.
And listening. For the tome of wisdom and entertainment.
On iTunes and TuneIn Radio. Now, Bridget.
Yes?
Let's take a brief second, because you're doing this out of the dear kindness of your heart. Mm-hmm. Your stepdad passed away. So let's, give a quick little, did I hit a wrong button?
It's good.
Yeah.
He was sick for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I just want to thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
Let's celebrate his life during the show, okay?
All right.
Let's talk about some fun things.
You know what he would do if he was here? He would be like...
Making fart jokes?
Oh, brother, this is stupid. That's how he was. Like, we had this Easter egg hunt. I had some friends in town, and we decided to do this Easter egg hunt in my mom's backyard, and it was so fun. My mom, we were really into it, but he just stood around in the background going, "Oh, God. Oh, brother. Oh, this is so dumb. You guys are wasting your time. This is stupid." He was hilarious. He was like the classic Sour Frankie grouchy guy.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, did he eat any of the eggs? Like, did he get rewarded for the fruits of your labor?
Yeah.
Very cool. So, let's talk about Bridget for a second.
Alrighty.
The bag lady of Armory Park.
Suggested this, yes.
I can't continue to suggest this.
Well, it's true. I have lots of bags and hats.
But one of the bags you carry is a superstar at...
Thank you.
Superstar at KXEI. You have your own little show. And you also have a podcast.
I do. I have the Lonely Hearts Club, which is a podcast that brings people in, friends and family and strangers off the street, and we talk about how we can give advice to others.
Oh,
and people write us letters.
Oh, yeah?
Like, hey, I really can't decide what's better, broccoli or cauliflower. Please help. And so we do. We break it down, you know?
Yeah, so if somebody wants to send you a letter and get some sage advice.
Care of KXCI, your community radio station on South 4th Avenue somewhere.
So they just send it to KXCI?
Oh, yeah.
They can't send it to the bag lady?
Well, you can go on KXCI. You can go on KXCI.org.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's all there. Or BridgetThumb.com. It's all there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So
thanks for asking, Fred.
Oh, yeah. So I have not seen a recent podcast or heard a recent podcast.
Oh, episode 5 is pretty good. You got to check it out.
Oh, really? When did that come out?
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
December. You have to have them come out weekly.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's my New Year's resolution.
Is a weekly
podcast?
So
I need to get on that today.
So you can use this.
Yeah, I will.
See, we'll link it to KXCI. We'll link the show to KXCI, and that'll be your New Year's podcast.
Yeah, it's a chain. It's a chain of podcasts. it's a deck of halls with podcasts.
You can link everybody else's podcast and say it's yours.
Yeah, that's no. I won't do that, actually. I was going with the flow, and then I got to stop it right there.
All right. Yeah. No, because you are the original Bridget Thumb.
Yes, and you are the only Fred Ronstadt. Only you can be you.
No, actually, there are several Freds.
Really?
At least three that I'm aware of.
Oh.
But two of them are dead, so I'm the only living Fred right now.
Yes, but someday you two will be dead.
That
is
true.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm on that road right now.
We all are.
So,
yeah, right.
There is tons of stuff going on in the old Pueblo.
You bet. There's a really cool, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a really cool exhibit at the University of Arizona Museum of Art.
Yeah.
It's Blake Little photographs from the gay rodeo, and
ooh,
it's touching. There's some really sweet pictures.
Very
and
nice.
Bandanas, even.
Wow. Now, have you been to the University of Arizona Museum of Art recently?
Not like yesterday, but I have been there before. What's the new haps? What's going on?
No, it's just one of the little hidden gems in our community.
Yeah, people should go. They don't realize it's there. They walk by and they drive by all the time and they don't realize it's right there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
There's stuff coming up on Fourth Avenue. See, this is the joy of not having Jeffrey on the show, is I can talk about Fourth Avenue the whole show.
I love Fourth Avenue.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. I can't sing, but I do.
Well, they got everything, man. They got the street fair.
They got the Beeline.
They do.
And if you go to the Beeline, maybe some fortunate day, if one were to go to the Beeline, maybe they would be able to see the Bag Lady of Armory Park, Bridget Thumb.
Or my doppelganger decoy.
Ah, yeah. So when the assassins come, you got a 50-50 chance? Is that how it works?
Yeah, yeah. I got another Bridget I send to work sometime.
Excellent. So, but there is an antique swap meet coming up.
Ooh, fun.
On January 23rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Creative Ventures parking lot. And there's about 20 vendors, and I think it's not a curated show, but it actually, the people who participate have to bring in stuff that's older than me.
Sure.
So it's kind of old.
Yeah, they got to do the test. They got to do the carbon dating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what's great about that parking lot?
Yes.
It has an ATM.
It does have an ATM.
You can't say that about every parking lot. Some parking lots used to have, like, photo developing booths.
Right.
And if this was back in the day, that parking lot probably would have one. But no, people don't do that anymore.
No, no. It'd be funny, though. You could take your digital camera and say, hey, could you develop these?
Yeah, yeah. Well, this sounds like a good gag or a sketch comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so let's see. So swap meet's going on. So actually the next 3 months.
What?
So January 23rd, February 30th, and March 12th. All from 11 to 4.
Nice.
There's
so
also
those dates. What day of the week are those? Are those Saturdays?
I believe it's a Saturday. It could be a Sunday.
Ooh.
For some reason, antique people like Sundays. They love Sundays.
Yeah, because of all the ice cream and the hot fudge and the long spoons.
Yeah, I think, but it's, you know, it's a Sunday afternoon kind of thing to do. But we have, let's see, looks like it is a Saturday.
Saturday.
So
Saturday's on 4th Avenue. You don't have to pay for parking.
No, you don't. And actually, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Well, you know, it's fun is getting a ticket on 4th Avenue or anywhere downtown.
I actually cried to a guy the other day because I work on 4th Avenue.
Yeah.
And I ran across the street to put money in just as he was walking up to give me a ticket.
Oh, very nice.
And I was like, is it too late? Is it too late? And like, I don't know. And I was like, you have to understand, I work right there. And it was this
But
long
usually
thing.
You drive your little, is it orange bicycle, right?
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You got to ride your bike. That way you
or
don't
walk.
Have to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And or take the choo-choo train.
I haven't done the choo-choo because it's just faster for me to ride my bike. I can't bring my bike on the choo-choo.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
Okay, well, I can't if I have my dog with me, apparently. That's the rule.
Yeah, so it's not the bike,
I've been
dog.
Shut down. I thought it was my bike.
No,
it's the dog.
It's the dog, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so other stuff going on. The International Jewish Film Festival is coming up.
Cool.
Over at the JCC. There's a square dancing festival.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a clogging festival.
That sounds really good. Where's the clogging festival?
Well, I think it's near the Bacon Factory because I'm not sure, but I think it may be clogging arteries. Is that how it... I'm just making that up.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's perfect.
So,
too good.
Let's see, the jazz festival's coming around downtown. And actually, we're going to have a venue on... one of the jazz guys is going to be on 4th Avenue.
One of the jazz guys.
Yeah, we don't know who yet.
Ah, mystery jazz guy.
Yeah, it would be like a pop-up jazz fest.
Jazz hands.
On 4th Avenue. And actually coming up in about a week is the show and tell at Playground. The Confluence Center for Creative Inquiry is doing a show and tell.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about this now. It's a bunch of like professor-teacher people.
Right.
And then they get together and they have like an imaginary scenario.
Right.
Okay, and then you take it from here because I don't remember the rest.
It's kind of like Shark Tank meets academia.
There you go.
So they come in, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know who they're going to be partnered with. And so they're randomly partnered, and then they are given a topic, and they have to come back in like a certain amount of time with some kind of project.
And all then, right, and so this is Confluence Center, but it's at the Playground.
It's at the Playground, which is downtown on Congress Street.
Yeah, right there, you guys. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to get that important information out.
No, that is important information.
And what day is it?
The 13th of January, Wednesday.
Hey, mark your calendars with a pencil or a pen or chalk or something.
No pen. That's like in stone right there. The 13th.
Get out your chisel and your hammer.
Yeah, do you have anything
and mark
else
your calendars. Well,
I know
I am excited about fences.
Random things at you.
Fences is this super, like, what would you say? Classic American.
Pulitzer Prize winning.
There you go. August Wilson, you know, wrote it. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Play.
I need to send you this material earlier so you at least appear to be more prepared.
I can tell you what, it's really heartwarming, and it's about baseball.
Yeah.
And it's
America's pastime.
Yeah. It's a story of this the gripping story of sanitation worker Troy Maxson, a star baseball player whose career was blunted by the racism prevalent in pre-Jackie Robinson America. Feeling his world rapidly changing, he builds a fence. So, hey, we got to check this out.
So is it an emotional fence or is it a physical fence?
I'm thinking it's probably both, because to get that Pulitzer Prize, you got to do like the triple threats.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have like emotions. You got to have innuendo or entendre or double meanings.
Double entendre. Or, yeah, entendre.
You got to have out of the park home runs.
Yeah.
And that's all. Those are the three.
And a fence, apparently.
Yeah. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, fences. And it's going to be January 16th through February 6th. So you got some time, but I recommend you go right away.
Yeah, stand in line now because tickets will go fast.
Well, you know, ATC is a really cool place. They have red velvet seats.
Do they really? I've never noticed.
Yeah, you don't get that everywhere.
No, you don't.
Nope.
Last thing I got is the Tucson Fringe Theater Festival is coming up.
Yeah, right away, too.
January 15th through the 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are living on the edge.
There's four different venues.
Really?
Yeah, it's downtown. It's going to be at Congress, Flux. Where are the other two places? Flycatcher and Zuzi.
Zuzi?
Yeah, Zuzi, as in like the dance company over there.
Yeah, at the Historic Y.
That's the where it is, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they've actually expanded, because it used to be like a one-day event in the parking lot at Hotel Congress.
Yeah, no, not anymore. Now it's four locations over how many days? Like
I can't count. Like three, maybe?
A lot.
No, two. 15, 16, 17. No, three.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
All right.
I look forward to that. There's some interesting acts.
All right. So anything else you got?
I could tell you that there's a lot of comedy just like blossoming around this old Pueblo.
Well, hold on, because we need to take a break before we start talking about it.
Yeah, well, we got it. We can't do everything, you know? We got to take a break.
Well, I got to pay the bills, actually. So let's do that.
All right, let's pay some bills.
All right. And we will see you all on the other side of the break. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. I say it's all right.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Construction and Power Women Investing.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here with my little brother Jeffrey, but I am joined by the lovely and vivacious, beautiful Bridget Thumb.
You forgot talented.
And talented.
Yeah.
So, Bridget, before the break, we were talking about comedy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's one thing. I have a note here, and this is something that I've never talked about on the air, but it just shocks the pants off me to think about this. Every year, 4th Avenue puts on two street fairs. We have a winter fair that just happened. We have the spring fair coming up April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And almost every fair, an old artist, nationally known artist comes. And I mean, a lot of the artists that are nationally known or actually internationally known.
Yeah, but especially that flat bottle
remember,
guy.
Yeah, the flat bottle
everybody
guy.
Everybody knows that guy.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a woman.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she takes her emotions out on those flat bottles.
Anyway,
let me throw a name out and see if you recognize it.
Okay.
Robert Shields.
Is that like Brooke Shields' dad?
Oh God. Maybe I'm just too old.
No, I'm just not super like, you know, savvy. But let me see this Robert Shields. Let me see this.
So Robert Shields, the senior members of our audience will know who he is, had a partner named Yarnell. Shields and Yarnell.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they were like internationally known.
They had similar haircuts.
Yes, they did. And they were mimes. Yes. And they were. And Robert Shields is actually known for inventing the robot that was then co-opted by.
Oh my gosh, Robbie the Robot.
That was co-opted by other artists such as Michael Jackson and others. But this is a cool thing about street fair. It's a cool thing about Tucson.
They got everything. They got mimes, famous mimes.
It's you don't even know. You can be in the same room with somebody and not know that there's a world famous person standing right next to you.
Oh, that's Tucson for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, people come from all over the place. Like, say you're a big Calexico fan.
Right.
You can fly down from Seattle to see a Calexico show and fly back. And it's just like, it's like where rich and famous people go to hide because nobody in Tucson knows.
That's right.
Like, I don't know from
Or they
Robbie
know, but
Shields.
It's like, yeah, he's my next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
people. We're
yeah,
all people
we're,
here.
We're very cool in this burg.
Yes, we are. So speaking about cool, and first of all, I'm going to apologize up front because all of our guests today typically are not in bed or not awake. They're all in bed until about 3 or 4 in the afternoon when it's nice and warm. So
oh.
they've sacrificed to come nice and early to the Friend Jeff
Show. They didn't howl at the moon?
But we have a, let's see, a plethora of local comedians here.
Yeah.
In the big old studio. So, the first one being, and the most probably prestigious being, Bridget Thumb.
Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bridget Thumb. And we've got Jacob Breckenridge on mic. He's right there. Yeah.
Hey.
And we got Michelle Urban, or Mo.
Mo, that's fine. Hey.
Hey, that's Mo. Hi. And Nancy Stanley.
Good morning.
Check it out.
But we also have Mr. Michael Sterner.
There he is.
Yay, Mike.
Yeah, yeah so, I'm here. And I love telling the story about how he was a writer for the some liberal dude
Bill
on
Maher.
HBO show
yeah.
guy. Yeah. Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and let's just stop there. We won't go into it. But he was a famous writer, or is a famous writer, for Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's Sterner.
I wrote an entire joke. I made $50.
All right, so the goal of the show is to let people know that there is a growing bit of comedy here.
You
in
know
the
how things snowball?
Yeah.
Well, here it's like tumbleweed. You know?
Do tumbleweeds grow?
Yeah, yeah. No, but they get bigger because they pick up other tumbleweeds. Have
Do
you
they?
Seen this? Yeah,
is that
yeah.
How it works?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and it looks
no,
like a giant, very hungry caterpillar. Anyway, the point is there's a lot of comedy going on around town. Am I right, Michelle?
Yep.
Mo, Nancy, Jacob?
Yep.
Yes, you are right.
like, again, we're not exactly
say,
awake.
Say you were just a regular Joe and you wanted to go out and get some laughs. Where would you go? What would you do?
Well, before we do that, let's take a second to properly introduce everybody. So let's start with Jacob, a man of few words. In a full-grown beard. So Jacob, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
But that's an important question.
Really close to it. Am I close enough to? All right. My name is Jacob Breckenridge.
He's waiting for the applause.
Yeah. I don't speak unless everybody applauds after I say my name when I introduce.
There you go.
No, I'm a local comedian. I've been doing it for, a few years now in Tucson, and I run a few shows. I do the Mr. Heads Wednesday open mic with Paulie Casillas, and tonight we have a show at Flycatcher called The Switch. That's improv comedy, stand-up comedy.
So how does The Switch work?
The Switch is, we have a projection screen that projects topics for comedians to talk about. So a comedian will come up on stage and then we tell them what to talk about, and they find out at that moment, and then they just start telling jokes about that. They might tell a story or something like that. And the way that we get the topics is you can text me a topic at 520-477-2221. I think that's
your actual phone number.
My real phone number is 520-256-1751. I'm not.
You're not very guarded about.
Yeah. I've
and single. Yeah. So if any lovely lady would like to, or man, I don't. We don't discriminate.
Yeah. That's
Request
true.
Lines are
I,
open.
I'll give everybody an opportunity. If you want to buy me dinner, it's fine.
Walmart. The Switch. Can I interrupt? The Switch is so hard. It's. I mean, if you want to see local comics flame out, The Switch is very fun, but very hard.
Yeah.
I'm there.
It's, yeah, don't you think, have. Sterner, don't you think it's very hard?
It is.
So, let's give Jacob a topic. So, I'm just looking across the way. It says,
it'll be terrible.
Best of Tucson, right there. There you go. Best of Tucson.
Best of Tucson. Go.
Go.
It's in this room right now because I'm here. That's it.
That's good. That's very
I'm the
well.
Best of Tucson, period.
And that's the joke?
That's the joke. No, it doesn't, like, I'm not going to, you don't, like, write one-liners or anything like that up there. You just kind of talk for a little bit.
It's really fun. It's an experience.
So it's like a monologue on a topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this hybrid between stand-up and improv. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people can just nail it. Some people are really good at it, like me, for example. But the way it works
is... No, I'm not laughing at you.
You have to have a stage, and you have to have a microphone and a light and an audience.
Okay, so we have lights in here. We have a microphone.
Yeah, you can't force it to happen. Yeah, it's got to be natural.
It's like when somebody says, oh, you're a comedian, tell me a joke.
And, yeah, you have to... We do have the lava lamp going, but it's not like... It's not fully heated up yet, the lava lamp.
Actually, it's a sad lava lamp. There's no lava.
It's warming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about about yourself. Because out in the parking lot, you were talking about how your pastime growing up was hanging out at Walmart.
Oh yeah. We're right by a Walmart right now, so me and Mo are pretty excited about going to hang out at Walmart for a little while. If you've ever grown up in a small town or lived in a really small town where the coolest thing to do on a Saturday night is Walmart.
Reliving your teen shoplifting days.
So explain to me a good night at Walmart. A good Saturday night at Walmart.
Well, that would be like when you're 16 and you just started smoking cigarettes, but you couldn't smoke them anywhere other than Walmart.
The Walmart parking lot, or
the Walmart parking lot.
Walmart with a cigarette in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting fact. If you smoke inside Walmart in certain cities, they won't stop you. It's still allowed.
Really?
That's a regional rule, apparently.
It's actually required in some Walmarts.
In some Walmarts?
Vaping? Can you vape at a Walmart, or is that too cool?
Yeah, that's too high-tech in some Walmarts. Yeah.
You know, Walmart's a really nice library, too. You can go there and read magazines. All 24/7.
Do they let you take the magazines to the restroom?
I bet. I never tried it.
They do.
Crossword puzzle in the magazine. I like to take a couple of bookmarks because then I find the book I want to read and then I leave my bookmark in. And then I come back later and get the same one. No one buys books at Walmart.
Do you put it in the back of the rack, or do you just... leave it on front.
Right up front. Who's going to, you know.
Who's going to pick up War and Peace at Walmart?
Exactly.
No, more like the Paula Deen Christmas special.
Maybe the graphic novel of War and Peace.
Yeah.
You know, with zombies. War Anime. And Peace and zombies. I think that is a real book, actually.
Hey.
So, Jacob, we got about a minute left for the end of this segment.
Make a count.
So, one of the things that I really appreciated about you growing up in the small town of Tucson and watching you on stage is your drawing abilities.
Oh, yes. And
it was amazing to me how you would capture the essence of a person that was someone sitting in the front row. You would be up there doing your stand-up. During the routine, you'd be drawing a picture of them, and you would show the picture at the end of your routine, and it was the essence of that person.
Yeah, it was that person if they looked like Bart Simpson.
That's right.
Because all right. I could draw is Bart Simpson for a while.
But you still have your artistic endeavors. Orbital Decay is done, right?
Yeah, I did some comic books. Had a run of 4 Orbital Decay space novella comic books.
They're still available.
They're still available by me and Mike Isham's.
At the Walmart next to the vapes.
Yeah, we'll hand them out to you.
Yeah, perfect. All right,
Jacob is a really talented artist.
We need to take a quick break for news and other such silliness, but we'll talk to you on the other side. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Ronstadt Insurance, and Casa de la Luz Hospice. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here with my little brother, Jeffrey. I am here with the lovely, vivacious Brigitte Thumb. And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Yeah, celebrating the good times.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. We invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Not only do you invite people to visit you on fredandjeff.com, but you invite people to visit you in the studio.
Absolutely.
And we have actual visitors right now. We don't have, like, coat check or anything, but they're here. And we might have snacks later at the Walmart.
Ooh, very cool. Yeah, so apparently Jacob Breckenridge, who's here, local comedian, invited us all to Walmart afterwards to get
Urban.
Chicken and waffles? Chicken and waffles at the Walmart?
They have chicken and waffles there?
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah,
chicken
sure.
Chicken and waffles and cigarettes.
I love all those.
You can get chicken and waffles separately and then put them together.
Well, then you just go to the microwave session.
Yeah, you can live inside of Walmart. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's...
Movie? Yeah, I saw that movie.
Was it... But so, it wasn't Walmart.
Didn't she have a baby and give birth and everything?
Really?
I don't know.
We can make a movie. Be like Boyhood, but it'd be
learn how to ride a bicycle.
She owned Walmart for 3 days, in the movie.
So let's introduce everybody. So Bridget Thumb is here. Mm-hmm. Mike Sterner, local hero.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Nancy Stanley, Jacob Breckenridge, and Mo Urbine.
Urban.
I'll be Urbine.
Turbine.
That's cool.
Urban, like Urban Outfitters.
I'm not a hero in this town, so.
Well, you will be a hero if you talk into the mic.
I'm trying to talk into the mic, but it's a really hard thing to do, apparently.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about this movie idea I have.
Okay.
It's like Boyhood, but it's maybe 14 years living in a Walmart.
Yeah, I'm totally
and
down.
And we do little vignettes.
Yeah, because Jacob said that he had to hang out there because he lived in a small town, but I don't, and I love it there. So.
But you gotta include a fence and like a baseball bat in it.
Yeah, if you want to get the Pulitzer.
That's right.
Well, yeah, so let's work this thing out. So we need a fence. We need a baseball bat.
We'll call it fences,
They have
too.
Those at Walmart.
They sell
all walls
that stuff.
And fences.
Just bring your credit card.
Do you really need a credit card? Don't they?
No, you can pay
with
Confederate
money. You can put it on layaway, and you can pay for it while you're there.
I think actually Confederate money, that would be the icing on the Pulitzer cake right there, paying with Confederate money. It'd be a sad story, like a bittersweet story that a person walks around, they look for their fence, they look for their baseball bat, and they finally find it after years of searching, and then they go to the cash register with their Confederate money, only to be foiled, and then the tears start.
You know, sometimes you go to Field of Dreams, right? I mean.
All right, so enough of that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you go to the store and they come up to you and they say, can I help you find something? Can I help you find it? Are you finding everything okay? You know, what do they say? Can I help
That's
you?
That's customer service.
Yeah, you got to just say like, yes, I'm looking for a part of my soul. Have you seen it? Do you think is it in sporting goods section? I don't know.
Be the romance novel area with Mike Sterner's bookmarks.
Help.
So we are... aside from just burning time here, talking about comedy in Tucson. And Jacob, before the break, was talking about The Switch and open mic at Mr. Head's. And The Switch is tonight, Sunday.
Yeah, tonight
January
at Flycatcher,
3rd.
Like 9:30 start. So maybe 10.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say it's 9.
Here's the thing. There's like an unwritten rule for pretty much any show that like when whatever it says on the poster, you just show up half an hour later. That's when the show starts.
It's the hipster time.
Yeah, but then in like Tucson, you got to factor in Tucson time on top of hipster time. So when we say 9, we mean 9:30. But then Tucson goes, oh wait, well they mean 9:30, but we'll just show up at 10.
So what are they gonna miss if they don't get there? If they get there at 10, what are they gonna miss?
They'll miss Serenity, and
the trained chickens and Gonzo.
Yeah, we'll still let them, if you show up at 10 at Flycatcher, we'll still allow you into the room and you can still buy drinks and laugh.
That's generous.
You'll let them buy drinks.
It's okay, but show up at like 9:30, that would be cool, because you might change your world on things.
You might get to watch someone setting up the mic for like half an hour.
Yeah. someone talking.
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
All right, so we have open. There's open mics all over town. The one that I'm most familiar with is Laughs on Thursday night. And Nancy, I mean, you sort of have your pulse, or your finger on the pulse of all the shows going on. So what else?
Well, so I started, I just have to say, I started at Laughs. I just celebrated my fourth anniversary of open mic. The first time I walked on a stage was December 3rd, 2011 at Laughs. So,
wow. So it's been, congratulations.
Yeah. I'm still as bad as I was 4 years ago and still say some of the same stuff. But yeah, comedy is really flourishing here. Everything from, you know, conventional shows, paid shows, national headliners, to local folks, to open mics. And then there's this big improv scene going on, too.
So, give me a sense of, you know, if any night of the week, somebody could find a show somewhere.
Well,
and typically, a lot of them are free, the local stuff.
A lot of them are free. I mean, I'm most familiar with Laughs because that's the one I do because I'm really old and I can't wait up till 10:30 to do Mr. Heads. I can't. So
that's
Mo or Jacob about the other mics because I'm not good at those.
You know,
Laughs is good. Yeah.
So what
That's
happens?
That's the one I do.
What happens at open mic at Laughs on a Thursday night?
I was just thinking on the way over here that that comedy is the one like art form in our community that there aren't a lot of barriers to. Like, if you want to be in the symphony, you got
to
be a musician. If you want to be on stage, you
got to
be an
actor,
right? Like, if you want to be a comic, you show up. And you get on stage and you do something terrifying, and people either laugh or they don't. You either feel great or you feel awful. And so I think there are more people that are doing comedy and seeing it as an art form. And Laughs is a really good place to start. Show up at 6:30, sign in, other people will show you the ropes. You usually get 2 to 3 minutes to start, and it's good. And there are a lot more women showing up, which really heartens me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's because you got to follow your dreams.
No kidding.
And that's because of you, Nancy. You probably influenced that with your Estrogen Hour shows. Would you tell us?
So I do a special show called The Estrogen Hour, and we do it at Laughs, and it goes to charity. It's $10 to get in, but we do it intermittently. The next one is Monday, March 14th. It's $10 to get in.
Say that date again.
Monday, March 14th.
And what charity?
Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But at any rate, we have female comics who might not play really well to a general open mic crowd or might be too scared to try. And they have a really supportive audience, usually 100 to 200 women. And some men too, but you know, it's kind of a women's crowd. And they can get up, and we usually give people a little more time than a conventional open mic because sometimes it takes a little more time for them to get their kind of groove going, you know, get their comedy going.
Right.
So yeah, it's a really good place for women to start.
It's really awesome. It's you get a totally different view of what comedy is in Tucson by going to that show than going to the others, which are mostly guys. Sorry, but that's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no.
Yeah, they're 20. It is it's a great room, and they're very good to us. And we usually can field there's a group of maybe 20 to 25 women who consistently work in comedy in Tucson. That doesn't include improv. That's a much bigger number.
Should we name them all?
Yeah, go.
Well, it's funny. I mean, it's funny because after I got divorced, I did some stand up at Laughs, and. At first, I thought I was going to use it as a tool to, you know, get through some issues.
Oh, got it.
But then this guy named Mike Sterner wrote this. I still have it with me. I carry it with me wherever I go.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
He wrote me a bit, and it bombed like Pearl Harbor, man. It was awful.
Must have been the delivery, right, Sterner?
Yeah, it was the delivery.
It was all delivery. Actually, it was mostly about my my cousin Linda.
Ah.
And, you know, the crowd at Laughs. You know, the hipster crowd, they have no clue who anybody is older than themselves. And so when I started talking about Linda, I got these blank stares. And when I started talking about the songs that she sang, it's like, what? And then, but Mike was like, yeah,
the
go
material,
Fred.
The material was good. It's just that the problem is you're no good. You're no good. You're no good.
Baby.
Baby, you're no good.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, but I still carry this because I hope that one day there will be an audience that will actually appreciate this. But I think it needs to be much older, an older crowd.
Yeah.
So tell us again, the Estrogen Hour is when?
Monday, March 14th. Well, I mean, it's still in play. I haven't even checked that date with Laughs. I guess I shouldn't have announced it yet. But I think it's Monday, March 14th. People can keep in track by going to the Estrogen Hour on Facebook. And they will notify you.
So is it theestrogenhour.facebook.something?
Yeah, if they search the Estrogen Hour, there's nobody else that has that name on a page. So.
Very nice. So we're going to take a last break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about comedy in the Old Pueblo. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, Power Women Investing, and Mayfield Florist.
This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I'm not here with my little brother Jeffrey, but I am here with the
Brigitte Thumb.
With the lovely and vivacious Brigitte Thumb. And actually, you know, I think we talked about this before. We should just ditch Jeff.
Yeah.
And you should be my co-host.
Yeah, we just run off into the sunset.
Like Butch and Cat? Butch and Sundance?
Yeah, like the dish and the spoon.
You know, I just went to go see The Hateful Eight last night.
Oh, all right.
The latest, Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely
it was
brilliant.
Even better than the Star Wars.
It was better than Star Wars.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
More people died, I think, in The Hateful Eight.
Fred Ronstadt's scathing review of Star Wars.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. All right, I got to ask.
Yes.
This is a big, important question.
Yeah.
How'd you like the music?
In Hateful Eight?
Yeah, yeah.
It was Tarantino knocks it out of the park every single time.
No, hey, no music spoilers, please.
All right, it was.
I haven't heard it yet.
All right, so we are talking comedy in Tucson today, and in studio with us is obviously Brigitte Thumb, the Bag Lady of Armory Park, and actually the Lonely Hearts Club matron over KXCI.
Yeah, the Lonely Hearts Club is a podcast that came from a performance art show that was kind of like a comedy performance show that we did at the Loft.
Yeah.
It was part of our Happy Tuesdays, and that morphed into a podcast.
Yeah, and I actually am very distraught because after all of my encouragement, you guys still are not doing Happy Tuesdays.
Yeah, Happy Tuesdays was a lot of fun and a lot of work, but, you know, that doesn't mean it might not come back because it could always come back.
Well, see, I'm always okay making, you know, letting other people do hard work so I can come in and for free and enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a free show, too. So there's that. You know.
So, all right. So we've been talking with Jacob Breckenridge,
yes.
Who apparently is the master of Walmart.
He knows all the angles.
Mo Urban, who we haven't talked to yet in detail or in great
Hi.
Length.
Hi. How are you?
Michael Sterner, mm-hmm. who is a master of all sorts of things, and Nancy Stanley. So. Mike, before we go any further, let's talk about, I'm just going to ignore Mo some more.
That's fine.
Let's talk about the Arroyo Cafe.
Ah,
oh my gosh.
The Arroyo Cafe show is a radio show that Brigitte and I, along with about 20 other people, Nancy Stanley, and three of us are here, and Dave Fitzsimmons primarily,
right.
We tape it live at the Rialto, and then AZPM broadcasts it, and we try and be funny.
It's a benefit show for Tunedito.
Yes.
And Arizona Public Media.
Right.
That's very nice. Two wonderful organizations.
Yeah, that's what you got
to
do.
But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to write a lot of stuff, of course, about Arizona, stuff about the street fair, stuff about...
It's like Prairie Home Companion in Tucson.
It is. Garrison Keeler, eat your heart out.
Yeah, so
Bridget is the emotional center. She's Rosa, who runs Rosa's Cafe.
And Nancy is Lurleen.
The trailer park queen.
And we're working on figuring out how she's going to get hitched in the trailer park.
Yeah. Well, is this an ongoing?
Yeah, we do twice a year.
Yeah, we're maybe shooting for three times this year. I think it's supposed to be in April, which could be make it three times.
Well, maybe we'll have you come on and talk about it some more.
Yay.
That's awesome. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, even though I'm not invited to participate in the show, I can actually be part of it in some sad cursory way.
You actually were invited by me and then uninvited
by somebody else.
Yeah, who's nameless.
Yeah, because apparently I'm irrelevant.
I thought it was redundant. Is it irrelevant?
No, it is redundant that I'm irrelevant.
Yeah.
It was Jeff Ronstadt that uninvited.
Yeah, no, that's, I figured.
Been talking about
he made sure you
got
kicked off the list.
I totally figured that out. So here, before we end up the show, we got about 9 minutes left. Let's talk to Mo.
Oh, you're talking to me now. Thanks.
Well,
I'm just joking.
You seemed really sad over in the corner.
No, I'm a little emo, but I'm okay. I was more sad that Bridget was crying on Fourth Avenue her way out of a ticket, but I just cry on there because I'm on a tandem bicycle by myself. So there's that. No, I feel really lucky to be here. I'm actually pretty much a baby as a comedian, so I'm surrounded by a lot of talent. So thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So how long have you been doing this, baby?
Nancy, like over a year maybe. So, but I've been a part of The Switch, which is a lot of fun. It is scary. I kept getting food topics. I don't understand why. I don't know if it's because I was chubby or what. Because they text the topic and pop
right.
it up. Chicken sandwich, chicken filet. Those were my topics. So that was awesome.
So sort of a chicken theme.
Yeah. And McDonald's app. There is one, just so you know.
We wanted you to bring up the nuggets.
Was it? Oh, okay. It was the nuggets. Okay.
Mo is just a great example of one of those people who thought, oh, I shouldn't, I'm too scared. And then she gets up at the estrogen hour and kills.
Amazing.
Every time she gets up, she just kills.
She's a natural talent.
Yep. That's nice
of you. Or
should
I say amazing?
Oh, no. You should. You should. You really should. There's some other, you were asking about other comedy events. There's Laughing Liberally, which is the Sky Bar, the last Sunday of the month.
The 26th this month, I believe.
Yeah, Alex Keck, Ryan Malko, Phil Gordon do that. It's pretty cool. It's
yeah, actually,
what about
political?
Actually,
humor?
Well, I was actually blessed to be asked by Phil. Actually, when they did, they brought it back.
Yeah.
And I was on the, I was at the first show.
Yeah.
And that's when Mike took pity on me and said, "I need to write for you." Afterwards, he's like, "Okay, you need to just stop writing, and let somebody else do this for you." And that's actually when I pathetically got. Some work out of Mike.
How did you like it?
Laughing Liberally?
Yeah.
It was actually being a Republican.
A Republican?
Yeah.
Good life choice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's not a choice.
It's not a choice.
It's who I am. It was really fun. And actually, it was fun because I got to poke fun at my party.
Yeah.
And talk about my life on the city council. But... It's really, there's no like, you would expect some vitriolic behavior sometimes mm-hmm. in something that's sort of loaded, like a title, Laughing Liberally, but it's a lot of fun.
It's very inclusive. And
yeah. It is very inclusive.
They're really nice. They're open to having the discussion. That's what's mm-hmm. so cool about it is just to be able to have that kind of venue to do that and everybody can come together and joke about those things. So
Yeah.
I think it's really important social commentary to make jokes. I think that's like the main thing. With comedy, I like to have a microphone, do public service announcements. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
It's certainly a circuit breaker.
I'm laying down.
You
have like
a
responsibility
for some of us, right?
To make people think about things, and Laughing Liberally is a really good show to go to. Also, there's Amped Up. Do you know about this, Mo?
No, I do not know about
Amped Up's happening at Congress now? This is the word on the street. I heard this at Safeway. The other night.
Or Walmart. Are you sure it wasn't Walmart?
No, it was Safeway. Okay. I was talking to Marcos Gallegos at Safeway.
It wasn't a locally sourced farmer's market you heard this at?
You know what? Yeah. Amped Up.
Where's Amped Up at? I'm not familiar again.
It's at the Congress.
Congress?
And I think
okay.
it's in the like room where they rent out up by the front.
Oh.
Is that little banquet room? Isn't it there?
That's awesome.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, that's a Google thing. Google that, people.
There's also Hermanos, Matt Zemak.
Yeah, what's going on at Hermanos?
Nick Cerami doing.
That's new, right?
Yeah, it's brand new. They do like a showcase once a month. They're going to have one on the 25th. So that should be fun. Should go.
Who are they showcasing?
No, it's just they showcase comedians.
Like an open mic?
Like a thing. Yeah, like an open mic. Yeah.
Oh.
You should go. You should try that material that Mike gave you and again, see what happens.
That is a total hipster crowd over there.
What is a hipster? I'm so lost with the hipster.
Okay, look
it's
at Breckenridge. Look at Breckenridge right now.
No.
And that's...
that's it?
That's it.
Light.
Right there.
Like
he's hipster light.
Yeah.
So the beard, the glasses, the flannel shirt.
Whole Foods.
Yeah.
No Whole Foods.
Yeah. Showing up late. That's
Showing,
I was here 30 minutes early.
That's just compulsive. That's not...
What happens?
I am very neurotic.
What happens at the Switch is we all just sit around and wait for people to show up, really. It's like two people that are early and then the rest show up later.
Yeah, I show up to set that show up at like 8 o'clock and then it's set up and I'm just sitting around for 2 hours.
Perfect.
It's also Delectables down on your very own 4th Avenue. They do
A lot of these shows, Mr. Heads, Flycatcher, Delectables. I actually didn't know there was comedy at Delectables.
Yeah, he bought me a drink there once, actually.
Oh, that was the open mic.
Yeah. Oh, it's just an open mic.
Well, it's just an open mic.
Yeah, but there are comedians. Musicians
there are
too.
Comedians that do come and perform.
And some of the musicians are pretty funny, just how
it's
well they play.
Yeah, Tuesday nights.
It's
what?
Outside on their
Jacob
little patio.
And I are over here sniffing because neither one of us knew about it.
No,
yeah, so
it's
early, 8 o'clock.
Oh, I can do that.
At Delectables, you show up and you sign up. And actually, the fun thing is that the 4th Avenue Merchants Association, hire talent from that open mic to perform on second Saturdays on 4th Avenue.
So it's a way to showcase yourself.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, Tucson, you're listening right now. I hear you, Tucson. I hear you listening. You got talent. You want to do some comedy? We just told you about 10 places you could go.
Yes, absolutely.
You want to do some music?
And not only that, but we're going to have an annual event put on by KXEI at the Rialto Theater, associated with, not in any way, shape, or form,
The Gong Show. We did this, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just pulls that talent right out of the town, just out of the woodwork.
It's amazing how many 12-year-olds can sing Adele songs.
Jacob likes to sing Adele songs.
Hello.
I've heard stories from Andrew Horniman about this kid that sung
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I suggested he become a castrati because he was beautiful.
Was.
It was beautiful. Yeah, but he was and pre-puberty.
And Bridget was the hostess, and she did the hostess with the mostess.
So that's going to be becoming a regular event over with KXEI, the Big Gong Show.
Oh yeah, I think so. It has to happen next year, and it has to happen forever.
Yeah, yeah. So
keep your eyes peeled.
So as long as I'm irrelevant, I guess I could judge that, too.
What does irrelevant mean?
Hey, so you're getting ignored, too? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I noticed there's two other women in this room. You can be. We need some virgins for the estrogen hour.
We
I'm
do.
Just throwing it out there. We need more women in the comedy scene. It is growing, though. She put her finger up. That means, yes, you're in. Cool. All right.
But that brings up a good point. I mean, I think all of us will, if somebody wanted to reach out to any of us, would be glad to, help you get involved in the comedy scene. It's something we love, and it's something we do.
It's like a spiritual thing, okay?
It's
why,
a great
why
comedy
did you start
community.
Doing comedy, Nancy? What was your pull? Like, what happened?
Just had to purge my anger somehow.
Yes.
Constructive way.
It's a creative outlet
yeah, share,
for your
share
anger.
Share your anger with everyone.
Yes.
Everybody has a reason. When you meet a comedian, don't ask him to tell you a joke and say, oh, you do comedy? Tell me a joke. Ask him why.
Nancy then, kicked someone earlier. She's still angry. It happened.
Liar.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Obviously, a lot of comedy around town. Mr. Heads, Flycatcher, Laughs, all sorts of places. Folks, we put another one in the can today. Hopefully, Jeff might be back next week. If not, Bridget, you're always welcome. This is the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Sleeping Frog Farms and Fred's Meditation Salon and Tequila Lounge.